The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Lips Appreciation Day, Tone. Do you appreciate lips?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, yes. Especially Lewis Lips.
Lewis Lips, that's nice. You've just put Lewis Lips ahead of Hot Lips Houlihan. I mean, you can take Sally Kellerman. You can take Loretta Swit. By the way, which one do you take?
I would take Sally Kellerman because I really did love the movie, but I don't think either of the Hot Lips Houlihans could run a down and out like Lewis Lips could.
I'm going to take either Sally Kellerman or Loretta Swit over Louis Lips. You'll just have to excuse me.
Louis Lips had a pretty long career.
He had a nice career,
pretty
didn't
long career.
He did.
Yeah. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Washington adds Fitzmagic. The Bears add the Red Rifle. Woo! And Rory McIlroy says trying to be like Bryson DeChambeau messed up his game. But we begin today with the New England Patriots signing everyone in sight. They signed seven players yesterday, including two wide receivers and Jonnu Smith, the top tight end in the market. This morning, they signed Hunter Henry, the second best tight end in the market. In all, they've committed $137 million, the second most in free agent history in the NFL. Wilbon, this is not how Bill Belichick usually does business. What does it tell you about Belichick and the Patriots?
Oh, but it is how he does business. Bill Belichick fields a team that can win his whole career. This whole time, except last year, that's what he does. He puts a team on the field. He is confident in the positions and the players manning those positions. He was not last year. And so he went out and got the guys. Bill Belichick's got money. What, the New England Patriots should be worried about keeping the lights on? No. The New England Patriots are rich, like most NFL teams, and Bill Belichick knows what he's doing. Now, we don't know whether the quarterback can get the ball downfield to the receivers, but he can probably get it downfield to two tight ends. So this has Belichick all over it. I expect it to work, don't you?
So here's what I think that Bill Belichick is thinking. I think he looks at Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay and winning a Super Bowl immediately, and he says, we're not going for this anymore. I'm not letting Tom Brady define my life and my career. He has had two tight ends in the offense before until Aaron Hernandez went to jail with Aaron Hernandez and Gronkowski. They ran the ball a lot. They went down the field. They were great teams. I think he knows that Cam Newton can't go deep, so he has tight ends and he can run the ball. Maybe he looks to get a quarterback in the draft so he can incorporate these wide receivers. But I also think what Bill Belichick acknowledges now is that for the first time in about 20 years, he can't automatically win the AFC East because Buffalo's a really good team and Miami is on the verge of being a good team. So he's got to get better quick. This is not a rebuild over a long period of time. This is win now.
No, this is not assemble a draft and wait 3 to 5 years and see what happens. I'm going to agree with you on the competition in the NFC East, AFC East, because that's exactly AFC what East. Belichick would be watching. Tom Brady? That's your narrative. That's other talking head narratives.
Yes.
Bill Belichick doesn't pay attention to that.
Yes.
His head is down in the lane. He's looking right here. And right now he's seeing each of those people that he signed and knowing how they're going to fit on this team going forward. You know what, Tony? If they're good enough, he may meet Tom Brady in the next Super Bowl because that's how much Bill Belichick knows what he's doing. So I'm going to agree with you on half that. But you're right. This ain't about a draft and taking your time and working your way back up. This is about
That's
being
right.
good right now.
Right. And they had the money. And they knew the cap was going to go down. And they were way under the cap. And this splurge was planned for a while because Bill Belichick is smarter than everybody else.
He is. He really is still.
But I think he's looking at Brady saying, uh-oh.
Washington and Chicago both reportedly have new quarterbacks. Ryan Fitzpatrick goes to the football team on a one-year deal, and Andy Dalton goes to the Bears also for a year. Both will enter camp as starters. Tony, which of these two got the better quarterback?
So I'm not going to answer that question because I'm going to let you talk about the quarterback for your team, the Chicago Bears, and I'll talk about the quarterback for the team in the city where I live, the Washington football team. I like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I saw him in college when Harvard came down to play Penn. Always liked him. I think he's a solid professional quarterback. I think he's better than Heinicke and better than Kyle Allen, who are incumbents there. I thought last year he was better than Tua in Miami, and we both thought, why did he lose his job? But this other thing also has to be said. He's never been to the playoffs. Never. He has more starts and more victories than any NFL quarterback ever to never get to the playoffs. He's been with eight different teams, and when he's left those teams, his compiled record on each of those teams was not a winning record. So while I like him, I sort of fear that Washington, which made the playoffs, would somehow regress.
You know what's going to happen. He's going to have games where he throws five touchdown passes and be all over the highlight reel, and games where he throws four picks and be all over the highlight reel for that reason. I'm angry about the Bears. And I told you they were never getting Russ out of Seattle. I told you that. Because the GM isn't competent enough to do that. And they might not want it to give him up anyway in Seattle. But let me just mention that Ryan Pace, the GM I'm about to attack, he chose Trubisky in a draft. He moved up to get him ahead of guys named Watson and Mahomes. Now he's choosing Dalton over Trubisky, who he drafted. Trubisky, who has a record of 29 and 21. For all the grief Trubisky takes as a starter, 29 and 21. Two out of 3 years in the playoffs, the two out of the last three.
Yeah.
This is a disaster. And it doesn't mean that Dalton is the worst guy in the league. It doesn't mean that. But the Bears, this is a franchise that's 102 years old. And they've had like four quarterbacks you'd want in the entire century plus of business. And this guy, Ryan Pace, should be fired if this is all he can do. And his coach, Matt Nagy, because he didn't want to coach Trubisky, he wanted to pine away for his days as an assistant in Kansas City where he had Mahomes as a redshirt. He should be fired because he doesn't want to coach Trubisky. These guys, I've been telling you this for 3 or 4 years. Yeah. They are a disaster. They have led to ruin the Chicago Bears. And the Bears aren't always great, but they're not this incompetent. This is awful.
So I'm not going to fire Ron Rivera. I'm not going to fire any of the new general managers like Martin Mayhew that Washington has. Fitzpatrick is not the future. He's 38 years old. He's the now. I think he can be like Alex Smith, smart and savvy and competent. And Ron Rivera won't have to worry that every time he takes a snap, he's going to break his leg. I would mention one other thing before we move on. Tyrod Taylor had his lung punctured by the home doctor last year and couldn't play for the Chargers. He's going to Houston. I don't know what the ramifications are for trading or not trading Deshaun Watson, but that's an interesting thing.
Wait a minute, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson.
He's still in
play. The Cowboys have a quarterback. The Bears have a quarterback. Who else is on his list? The Raiders still do.
I mean, I still think.
The Saints re-signed Jameis
Winston. I still think if the
Winston.
Saints could work a deal. I think if they could. Let's go to golf. And
you
to Rory
ruined my
McIlroy,
day with this.
Who missed the cut at the Players when he was 10 over par in two rounds. McIlroy has conceded his troubles lately are from chasing Bryson DeChambeau's swing speed to his own detriment. McIlroy said, this is a quote, "I'm hitting the ball longer, but what that did to my swing wasn't good. And I'd be lying if I said it wasn't anything to do with what Bryson did at the U.S. Open," unquote. So, Wilbon, do McIlroy's struggles tell you more about Rory or about DeChambeau as a trendsetter?
What is Rory doing? Okay, while you have been in the attic and just outside the attic playing golf, I've actually been going to a couple of big golf events and trying to sort of pay attention to what people are talking about and who's doing the talking. And Rory McIlroy, especially in the absence of Tiger Woods, Tony, the unfortunate absence of Tiger Woods, Rory's the face of the tour. Rory's a smart guy. He's discerning. He has a certain gravitas. The players respect him. I mean, Rory's won. Yep. He won four times in the last full golf season. And then he's had a bunch of top 10 finishes, top 20 finishes, even when he's not winning lately. And for Rory to change what he does to follow DeChambeau is insane. I mean, Rory's a better player than DeChambeau. He's more accomplished at this point and maybe forever than DeChambeau. I don't get this. I don't understand why Rory's friends don't say to him, what are you doing? We want to gain another 40 pounds. Rory's already jacked. He's been jacked for a couple of years. He's got distance. He's got swing speed. Do you understand this?
This is the great seduction. This is what the PGA Tour is afraid of. People chasing DeChambeau envious of that sort of length, bulking up, drinking protein shakes, hitting it 400 yards, and then having a wedge in everywhere with the bomb and gouge. Rory McIlroy has taken the bite out of the apple, and they're throwing him out of the Garden of Eden. He's lost now. He is a better player than DeChambeau. He shouldn't have this envy of DeChambeau. This, to me, is craziness. It's honest. I love the reveal by Rory McIlroy that he's done this to his own detriment. If you recall, David Duval chasing Tiger Woods resculpted his body and was never the same player again. Sometimes pitchers, in order to get to 98 or 99, they get the speed, but they lose their mechanics. I like you, I don't understand this. DeChambeau does what he does because that's the way he wins.
Yes.
Rory had already won.
DeChambeau's won one major. I know he's won 8 or 9 times on tour. He's great for the game. DeChambeau's great for the game, but so is Rory. And
yes.
Rory's ahead of DeChambeau.
Yes.
This envy is just stupid.
Yeah, no.
It was bad
you're
100% judgment.
Right.
It's like Ryan Pace. Did I tie that bow around that?
Makes no difference. Yeah, that was a great tied bow. You can come tie my shoes later if you like to do that. Let's take a break. But coming up, Jay Billis believes Villanova and Virginia are going to go out in the first round. Is he right?
Julius Randle was hot after getting whistled for traveling last night. I thought he had pretty good reason to be hot.
Rory shouldn't be chasing a long ball. He already drives it as long as anyone. What is he doing?
I don't know.
He's too good for this.
He needs to go back to his old ways, his old swing, because it's pretty damn.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Trulicity.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, proclaiming to have never lost. Toss-up.
I've never
lost. What's first?
Toss-up. Which first-round upset prediction is Jay Billis more likely to be right about? Ohio over Virginia or Winthrop over Villanova?
The answer is Winthrop over Villanova, which everybody is picking. 80% of the people doing brackets are picking Winthrop over Villanova. Villanova lost its best player, Colin Gillespie. You know, the Big East isn't any good. Don't be fooled by the sentimentality of Georgetown going on a big run. Villanova wasn't good at the end. Creighton wasn't any good at the end. This other team, Winthrop, I think is 23-1. They're not afraid of Villanova. They're a winning team. They play fast. They score 79 points a game. Now, Virginia may lose because we don't even know if they can practice under COVID protocols. We don't even know if they're going to show up. We're not certain of this. If they show up, I think they should beat Ohio, which is a mid-level team in a mid-level conference.
Yeah, Tony, Virginia's problem, of course, you mentioned, you know, protocol. They don't even know. I mean, maybe they know by now, because later tonight, in a few hours, they got to make an official determination and announce what they're going to do. But even then, if they travel on Friday, they may not get a chance to practice at the site before playing on Saturday. But here's what I'm going to say that works in Ohio's favor. I don't know if you know about this kid. Most people don't. Jason Preston. He's about 6'4", 6'5", guard on that team. He's going to play in something called the NBA. And he, by himself, you know what a great guard can do in NCAA tournament play. Virginia is still defending champion. Hard to pick against Virginia. In my house, I'm not going to pick against them, but Tony, this is going to be a tough assignment for the Cavaliers right off the bat.
The answer is Winthrop. Next.
Toss-up, did Julius Randle travel or not travel?
So let me set this scene. There's about 5 seconds to go. The Knicks are down three. Randle gets the ball beyond the line on the top right. He goes up for a shot. He comes down with the ball. Then he starts to dribble.
But it's dislodged.
And they call traveling. All right, that's what his claim. Randle's claim is that Kyrie Irving dislodged the ball. All I saw was that Randle went up with the ball and came down with the ball. Possession. This is not the NFL where when you throw a pass, it's grazed by a pinky finger. All the rules change. I thought he was in possession. I thought he traveled.
Tony, it's a tough one because in possession, I can't argue with. But if the ball's rolling down your arm, are you in possession or is it dislodged? Perhaps the rules should be made more clear. Listen, whatever. The Brooklyn Nets right now are the best team in the NBA. And the New York Knicks fought them last night. I mean, this is the personality of Tom Thibodeau. This is why you go out and get them. Because they're going to play defense. They're going to tie you up. I mean, the Nets were impossibly ahead. There's no way the Knicks can get back in that game. Yet, if Julius Randle gets a kind whistle there, they're going to have at least a shot for a three-pointer to tie the game.
I
know you've gone to bed by then. I know you tried to stay with New York on New York crime.
Watched a little.
Who were you rooting for when you watched? You're still rooting for the Knicks, aren't you? You can't help
it.
Come on,
the Knicks are the team of my youth. That's it. I've never lost. Don't listen to him. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Jameis Winston returns to the Saints. Will he be their starter?
Julius Randle's having a heck of a season. Kyle Kuzma goes wide left on a technical foul shot. And then you know what he blamed? An earthquake.
Earthquake.
We'll get our seismologist
on. Randle had the ball in his hand, up. And had the ball in his hand down.
Dislodged.
And then he dribbled.
It doesn't mean you lost possession. It's not like the NFL.
Are you sure it was dislodged?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
No.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 27th birthday, Joel Embiid. The yappy center of the Philadelphia 76ers is hurt again. He is out for at least 2 weeks with a knee injury. This is the story of Embiid's career so far. He puts up terrific numbers, everybody can see how good he is, and then he gets hurt and he's down on the ground. He didn't play at all his first two seasons because of a foot injury. He has played only 240 of 358 games the last 5 seasons. Embiid is having a near MVP year. He's averaging 29.9 points a game, third in the NBA, averaging 11.5 rebounds a game, seventh in the NBA, shooting 52.5% from the field and 42.2% from three. Those are great numbers. And the Sixers are in first place in the Eastern Conference, largely because of Embiid. But as we say about other great players prone to injury, like Anthony Davis and Steven Strasburg, what's his availability? Happy birthday.
Yeah, Tony, Philadelphia has to have him and Ben Simmons healthy and playing at top form to sort of advance deep into the playoffs. Embiid is having an MVP year, according to some people. I got him like third right now behind Harden and LeBron in some order, but he's up there. This has been a breakout year. I hope he only misses those 2 weeks.
Happy anniversary, University of Maryland, Baltimore County. On this day 3 years ago, UMBC became the first 16 seed to knock off a number one seed when the Retrievers shocked Virginia. UMBC didn't just beat Virginia, they rolled over Virginia, 74-54. This, of course, is what that tough America East Conference schedule produces, a juggernaut. UMBC's coach then is their coach now, Ryan Odom, son of Dave Odom, who coached Tim Duncan at Wake Forest. This season, UMBC went 14-6, tied for first in the America East, the proud home of the Binghamton Bearcats, but UMBC lost in the conference tournament to Mass Lowell, which I think is a sister school of Mass Transit. Weep not for Virginia, by the way. Embarrassed as they were, they came back to win the NCAA championship the next year, a Cinderella ending if there ever was one.
Yeah, Tony, people can call themselves resilient all they want. When you do what Virginia did, that, Holmes, yeah, is resilience. It really is. And they're still defending, defending champs, yeah, reigning at least.
Yeah. Happy trails to Kyle Kuzma, draining a technical free throw. Kuzma was selected to shoot a technical in the second quarter of last night's 31-point Laker win over the Warriors, which was questionable strategy considering Kuzma is shooting only 64.4% from the line. Anyway, Kuzma stepped up. He missed the entire rim. He shot an air ball that was short and left of the basket. It was so bad, Golden State players were laughing at him, laughing. Steph Curry kept saying, "What?" Draymond Green repeatedly threw his arms in the air and yelled, "Damn." Kuzma sought to explain it later by saying, and I quote, "San Francisco had a 3.5 magnitude earthquake. Stuff started rumbling. I got scared and it went far off to the left," unquote. Now that's a great excuse, except there was no earthquake. Good try though.
It's a great excuse. It is. Come on, what's more creative than that? And by the way, what are the Warriors laughing about? The Lakers could have been laughing at them because they weren't in that game. I landed on that thing for about, 30 seconds last night as the second game of an ESPN doubleheader and said, no, I think I'm going to pass on this and go to the after the rose ceremony on The Bachelor.
Yeah, but good plug of the network. Good. Omissions. Like Jacoby Brissett is going from the Colts to the Dolphins, and LeBron and Maverick Carter will join the Fenway Sports Group as partners, making them part owners of the Boston Red Sox. Your thoughts about that? I thought he was a Yankee fan,
well,
LeBron,
You don't listen to any of that. But he also, look, talk about being discerning when it comes to ownership groups. Doesn't he own Liverpool? Isn't he in the Liverpool ownership group as well? And I'm pretty sure he is.
Very discerning.
Very.
Here we go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Stanford, UConn, NC State, and South Carolina. They are the top four seeds in the women's draw. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, Tony. And you can look at the two line if you want, and those are really good teams. If you ain't replacing any of those four, not at the top. Jameis Winston will return to the Saints. You think he'll start for them?
I still hold out hope that the Saints are going to make a deal either for Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson. If not, then yes, he will start. Loyola confirmed that 101-year-old Sister Jean will attend the NCAA tournament. Your thoughts?
Sister Jean knows that the men's selection committee hosed the state of Illinois and Chicago by putting Illinois and Loyola against each other potentially in the second round. Please, Sister Jean knows what's up. Former Minnesota coach Richard Pitino will reportedly land at New Mexico. Good hire.
I thought he was a good coach. I'm not sure. Let me yield to you very quickly. Big Ten man, is he good?
I wouldn't have fired him. I think he's a pretty good coach, yeah.
Okay, last one. The Hawks can give your playoff-bound Rockets their 17th loss in a row tonight. Will they do that?
I want to pick the Rockets, but Atlanta's also on a 5-game winning streak with their new coach. He's not so new, just really good for a long time.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Now, here's SportsCenter.